Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We've got about as good as you can get. A Hall of Famer, 7 Pro Bowls, an All-Pro, one of the fastest men ever to play in the NFL. Darryl Green is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Darryl, how you doing today, buddy? What's up, man?
Good evening, guys. What's up?
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for joining us, Darryl. You know, we know that this conversation has been around for a long time. I don't remember it being around when you were still playing, even though you did play up in, you know, 6-7 years into my career, which is kind of crazy. We were talking about how long you played. But did you know, or did you expect it to eventually lead to a name, nickname change for your team?
May have dropped. All right, we'll try to get him back up.
Yeah, I think he dropped.
Oh, we got him. There, go ahead, Darryl.
Okay, yeah. I was saying that, you know, I would say that I'm glad about it. I'm certainly applaud Dan, Mr. Dan Snyder for making this decision. You know, it wasn't a big conversation, but a different conversation was had in terms of I had met elder players who had played for different teams around the country, and they talked about how Preston Marshall, the original owner of the Redskins here, would treat them when they were going to the tunnel. Literally, these are men that told me that. I've heard from people in North Carolina, relatives and friends and people in D.C. I've been here 37 years talking about how, Darryl, man, I really love you and appreciate you, but, man, I cannot be a Redskins fan. You know, the song used to be Fight for Old Dixie. They didn't get an African-American. So I've heard that. I've heard that for all the years. I haven't heard – we didn't hear nothing about the as much about the Native Americans. That was a little bit later, but it's always been a disparaging thing hanging over this team and that name. But I want to just make it on record. I applaud this decision, and I agree with it. This is the reconciling of history, and I think that because of where we are in our nation, this is great. This is great. You know, all these things that they're doing. We're finally going to say that human beings, as they are, the most valued of all creation, not the big old strong whale or the king of the jungle or the birds or the trees, but human beings get first place again over computers and phones and watches and diamonds. And this is a part of that, and I applaud that across the board in our nation.
Well said.
Yeah, no, very well said. By the way, I neglected to mention, I mentioned this last time you were on the air, but Darryl's also the associate AD at George Mason University, which is a great academic school, good program, too. Made the Final Four back in the day, in addition to being a Hall of Fame corner and two-time Super Bowl champ. You know what I'm curious about, Darryl? We all agree the name had to go. Okay, so we turn the page on that. Like, if I'm Darryl Green, though, and, you know, let's go 40, 50 years down the road, your great, 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 great grandkids are strolling through the halls of Canton, Ohio. And they want to go see, they want to go see granddaddy's, you know, his bust. And they want to go see exactly what it's all about. Should the name Redskins be scrubbed from that? Or should that be preserved knowing who you played for, but now changing the future? What do you think about that? Because that's an interesting dynamic.
let me say that when you get to this point, it's important to get to this point. So we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And now there should be some extraordinary conversations, how we should memorialize the victories wrought in the name of the offended, the pain caused by the offended. Should the name be modified on trophies? To properly remember history, should we build museums constructed that accurately recount deeds and accomplishments and offenses committed? So those are the conversations that need to be had. But for me, to answer your question,
yep,
you can throw all of mine away. Because, again, I'm saying humans first.
Okay.
Humans first. If it offends people, humans first. Humans first. My grandkids will be fine, and my great-grandkids will be fine. And I can identify with the new team if they allow me to. But in terms of when I played the game, I wouldn't have paid it for free. I played it because they paid me.
Mm-hmm.
They don't owe me anything, and I don't owe them anything. And so I'm not hung up on that. I'm more excited about when you're talking about the world that we're living in today, we're talking about overcoming things that have been painful for 400 years, more than that for the Native Americans,
right,
more than that for others. So, dude, little Daryl Green and his little football career, have it. You can have it.
Wow.
But I'm humbled. I'm humbled by the opportunity that I had to work this job. It provided for my family. It gave me influence. It gave me access. It gave me resources. It puts me around the country now in a program, Strong You, Strong Community with Centene Corporation. We're doing this thing with dealing with disparities in health, trying to get our people to participate in research, mm-hmm, to make sure that we can make sure that everybody is no longer that all of the medicines are only measured through white males. That's what someone told me. I'm not a medical guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we've got to get people of minorities out there to get tested. And so I can use this influence to say, hey, guys, trust me. I think my name is trustworthy. I would never tell you wrong. The people I'm with, trust them. Let's go do this. So I appreciate all of that. But for the purpose for what we're doing, trying to make – you're talking about our children and our children's children. Children, let's give them a better world to live in. Forget celebrating grandpa.
Yeah.
Let's give them a world that people are loving and caring and kind to one another and respectful. When you hurt a person, you say, I'm sorry, you stop, you change. You don't do it again. You don't hit him again. We teach our babies that.
Mm-hmm.
And so yes, I will say you can have all of mine. You can every bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
If for this, will I trade it in for this? My goodness, will I trade in my life? We say, but Daryl, if you could live today if you would turn in your 20 seasons. Done. there are things that are just more important.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, that's what bothers me the most.
Yeah, no, that's great perspective.
Grown people.
That's great.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah, that's great perspective. I want to get to your Centene, researches that you're studying with, because it's also COVID-19 taste testing and how, you know, minorities are affected by this disease, virus more so than others. But you know, let's move even a step forward. When you look at the Washington team, and I'm avoiding, and today I've done a good job of it, avoiding saying the old name. You knew I grew up a fan.
No, you almost said it there.
I almost did, but I guess it's my childhood. You were one of our favorites. I know my brother loved you because he played your position. But going forward, what name do you want to see associated with this Washington franchise?
Your Rat Tails. Let's celebrate some of the greatest men, regardless of their color.
Yeah.
These men, under great odds, when they went up there, they were under great duress. When they landed, they were under great duress. So, I mean, let's call them the Red Tail. There's probably more, of course, thousands more of other great men and women and names that we can name it. But the Red Tails, that celebrates one of the greatest communities or the greatest men or group that our country has ever seen under extraordinary duress, that would be something we can all really get, all of us can get excited about. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Keep the colors, or do you have to get rid of that too? You know?
I don't know. Well, it's the Red Tail, so, we can go red.
Yeah.
We can go red.
Make it a little sharper red,
less maroon.
I wish I could be in the conversation. I'm not. I probably won't be in it, but I wish I could be in the
conversation. Well, why not? Wait, Daryl, hold on, Daryl. You are the greatest living Redskin. Why wouldn't you be in the conversation?
That doesn't matter anything, man. I don't own nothing. I'm just a guy. They don't treat me like some teams treat me, and I don't. I'm not hurt over that. That ain't the way we roll. They don't. Yeah. I'm not Tiki Barber. You know what I'm saying, in New York. But I don't have a problem with that, and I may not be in the conversation. I'm just saying I would love to be, just because it's an honorable position.
Yeah.
You know, this is a good time to me. This is not, you know, in your guys' business, you guys, you know, a lot of times, you know, crap sells, you know, but you know, let's put crap aside and let's just talk like people, you know. Let's talk like we're worried about our 10-year-old daughter.
Yeah,
12-year-old son.
Well, Daryl, genuine.
Let's talk like we're concerned about them.
Genuineness, as you are displaying or espousing right now, that also sells, because it's refreshing, right? You don't hear it very often, and I'm loving this conversation with you.
This is phenomenal.
It's not what I thought I would hear.
Nope.
It's not about you, and you're right. It's not about me. It's not about anybody. But it's about us, and you're saying it in a very unique way. But speaking about minorities, the National Minority Equality Forum is who you're working with Centene Corporation. Tell us a little bit about this, and how, you know, COVID-19 is involved in some of these this testing that you guys are looking to get done.
Well, obviously, because of the disparities is really what brings it about. And so, and as I mentioned to you before, and again, don't hold me, you know, to trying to be some kind of a doctor. But I do understand that it's important that we have a level of testing. And so we have to get data from people who are, in many cases, afraid to get testing, because history, through different historic moments, that have been testing that has came back to bite, and a lot of times you highlight things. It's probably been more better testing than it has been bad testing, but people can get fearful on one time. And so when we talk about this is a partnership, it's a research partnership. It's not only the testing. If you have COVID, then we're going to follow you for, 3 to 5 years and help you and support you. But we also want to get this data so that we can, you know, make sure that minorities, so it becomes a partnership. We call it the Minority and Rural Health COVID Virus Study. So it's a study. It's also a study. So it's not only testing and helping you for today, but it's a study and grabbing data that can help us for tomorrow. And sometimes it's not always easy, you know, to get people to buy into stuff like that. And so I've got Niels Williams supporting and leading me. I'm sort of the national leader. I got him leading us in the New Orleans area, and I've got Anthony Munoz leading us in the Ohio area. I've got Mike Singletary in Chicago. I got Jerome Bettis he's out of the Michigan and doing with Flint. And so we're trying to, you know, take these cities one at a time and get a certain number of tests and a certain number of participants so that we can take it and be responsible in terms of how we gather this data and how we use this data moving forward, to be that way we can level the playing field, and it won't be this discussion about the disparities as relate to who gets and who doesn't get and who can be taken care of and who can't be. And so my hat is off to Centene. This isn't really what we have done with me and my relationship with them. We've been doing things with the youth and things, you know, going in the military and what we call beyond the walls in prison, and doing, you know, dealing with first responders and police and different, just trying to, you know, honor and bless people. But this is being called. This is being called to the front line. And my hat is off to them. And I, you know, again, we're not doctors. We're just trying to humbly use our influence to encourage people to come out and take a look at this and get benefited for themselves, of course, but more importantly, give a benefit for our future posterity and those in the near future. So that's what's exciting, and that's what I've always been about. And I will say this, that, you know, my whole history, you know, as you mentioned that, you know, I played for one team for 20 seasons. I was on, I think I was on two strikes.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, you can't play 20 years and be a first ballot Hall of Famer, greatest 100 player, and say nobody was willing to come and get me. They were. I just wasn't willing to go. I had a bigger vision for life. This thing has always, I say it humbly, it was always a job to me. It was always, I came to Washington, D.C. from Texas. And you know, as Texans, we don't leave home. I came here for a job.
I still hear it in your voice.
Absolutely. I came here for a job, and I got my wife here and my church and my family. And, and I'm humbled by that. But I don't take this any further than it should go. I'm not like, you know, Darryl Green, you know, and I've been greatly honored, but that's not how I live. You know, I live out of purpose, a sense of purpose.
We could tell.
And, you know, so that my grandkids can appreciate Pop Pops more than what Pop Pops did on a football field. They're going to appreciate how Pop Pops treated their mama and their grandma, you know, and their
dad. Darryl, I got to tell you, this is one of our best spots. We've had a lot of great interviews, but considering everything, this is top shelf, and a lot of people are going to hear this. Unfortunately, we have to go to break only because we're so late, but really uplifting, poignant, and on point stuff. What a great conversation. Thank you very much, Darryl.
Bless you guys.
Thank you, Darryl.
With you guys, so you know I appreciate you guys.
Most certainly. No doubt about it, man.
We'll see you down the road.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.